USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a bipartisan deal came out of the U.S. House late last week, only to fall apart when it reached the Senate, now congressional leaders and White House officials say they are ready to close in on a deal on a coronavirus relief package. They say that negotiations late yesterday on a $2 trillion arrangement will lead to a successful vote perhaps this evening. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin both saying they were on the phone with President Trump during the negotiations, and they both agree that a deal is now within reach. Earlier yesterday, Schumer and other top Democrats were calling the package, as it had been designed, a
large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
The U.S. now cutting $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan because of the failure of a peace plan with the Taliban. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I look at balance of nature, and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it, and it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Pentagon chief is reassuring Americans they're not going to be literally locked down during the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is insisting that the mobilization of National Guard troops in three states is not a move toward martial law.
Our great National Guard troops are performing tasks such as supporting drive-through testing sites, conducting food delivery to protect vulnerable populations, and helping states plan and coordinate their local responses.
Esper speaking during a Pentagon briefing, National Guard troops have been deployed to New York, California, and Washington State.
A key Federal Reserve policymaker predicting the nation's unemployment rate could jump from historically low levels to 30% amid the coronavirus pandemic, but Fed Reserve Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard also says he expects the economy would rebound later this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Well, as you well know, no one immune to the coronavirus, and that goes for members of the news media and Bravo Entertainment's Andy Cohen. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Over the weekend, Fox News Media announced at least four of its employees had contracted the virus at various locations. An ABC News staffer working at the network's 47 West building in New York City had tested positive for it, and also another TV newser, a staffer for Lou Dobbs' Fox Business Show, also contracting it. Andy Cohen, the latest Hollywood figure to test positive for it, the news coming just hours after he announced he would be moving his popular late-night talk show, Watch What Happens Live, to his New York City apartment after work-from-home orders had been instituted by the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And what sort of impact has the coronavirus had on the price of oil? USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
Oil prices continue to be under heavy selling pressure due to the reduction in demand because of the coronavirus. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump will go even lower.
Motorists need not be in any hurry to fill up, as the national average will likely plunge another 25 to 40 cents per gallon, likely falling under $2 a gallon in the week ahead, while then setting its target on $1.66 per gallon. That's the lowest level we've seen since 2016.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.